I've been writing books about health and for many years now, and some of them have been bestsellers. What occasioned me or motivated me to write this book was seeing people age in different ways. What is it that makes one person at 65 already depressed, debilitated, and defeated, and someone else at the age of 90 is still alert and vibrant and connected with other people and engaged and contributing?
Yes, his mind is functioning. Some of them still work, or they do some kind of work.
Yeah, they're involved.
Yes.
You know, they're into it. They're into life. And I you know the phrase into it, and it also means intuit, to have an intuition about things, to be alive, sensing, feeling, connected to the powers within yourself. And within the greater human psyche, to be alive with that and in touch and in alignment with the goodness there, that's very powerful. But so I was wondering, why is it that some people just go on a downward spiral pretty early, whereas other people, as they get older, there's more and more beauty in their life and more gifts? And that's what I wanted to look at that question, and I started to study the cultures worldwide where healthy aging is the norm, where people don't get heart disease, don't get cancer, or very rarely.
Heck, I ran into a guy this weekend, Saturday night. He must have been 65, looked 42. And, you know, he was betting people to guess how old he was.
Yeah.
And, you know, pulled out his driver's license, and, you know, he's in his 60s.
Yeah.
And you know what? I could take him to a carnival and I'd win stuffed animals.
Yeah.
Because they'd never guess his age.
Yeah. Well, and he's fortunate, but he's also made some good choices.
Yeah, he had to.
Sometimes people say, well, it's genetics, you know, it's roulette. You
know, that helps a little bit maybe, right?
It helps, but, you know, you play the cards you're dealt. You can play them well, you can play them poorly. And, you know, a good card player can win with poor cards.
What surprised you the most when you were putting together the work for the book, Healthy at 100?
I think what surprised me the most was the importance of love in people's health.
Explain that.
Well, you know, we know that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or being overweight, these measurable things, you know, we know smoking, we know these things hurt people. But I hadn't realized the extent to which loneliness hurts people. Being disconnected from other people, being disrespected, being in relationships where you feel undermined or put down or, you know, dissed in different ways, that really takes a toll not just on your self-esteem or your emotional well-being, but we know now it takes a toll on the functioning of your respiratory system, the functioning of your cardiovascular system, the functioning of your immune system. It really does depress these systems. And chronic loneliness kills people, and it kills them as surely as smoking does. And by the same token, though, good relationships, relationships in which you feel that who you are and what you're doing and what you care about and the way you express yourself makes a difference to other people, where you feel that your heart matters to them and their hearts matter to you. You're in that kind of bonding. Uphold the functioning of the body. We make us healthy.
Kind of funny you say that, because you know, we make it really a tradition here on this program that if a work day falls on a holiday and we don't have prior scheduled vacations, we will do the show live. Now, not a lot of talk show hosts will do that. And one of the main reasons we do this, John, is because all across this country, there are people who are by themselves.
Yeah.
It's just a fact of life.
Yeah.
The radio in this program has become their family. And especially on a holiday like Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's Day. And so we do a show live, and they know it, they understand it, they appreciate it. But it's exactly what you've just said. When that loneliness is fulfilled and taken care of, it's unbelievable what it does to somebody's health and psyche.
It's true. And having somebody that you can talk to about your problems, someone who can understand the way you think, maybe outside the boxes a little bit of conventional straitjacket thinking, that kind of openness says something to the cells of the body. It says live. It says gives permission. for health and vitality. It gives permission for the person to be who they are and not to just have to put on a mask and pretend all the time. And that kind of genuineness is worth its weight in gold. And I appreciate that you do the show on holidays in that way. I appreciate that you are honoring your commitment to be there for people, because I'm sure it's received.
Yeah, I think so. And just the feedback we get, I think it's important.
And that's a good feeling.
Yeah, you know, even if we touch one person, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
It really does. You know, we're coming up to the top of the hour, so we'll come back and chat a little bit. But, you know, you could have been living in a 20-room house, but you spent 10 years living in a one-room log cabin.
Yeah, that I built myself. Well, you know, I did that. That's when I left Baskin-Robbins and moved away. I walked away from the fortune. I told my dad I didn't want to have a trust fund. I didn't want to have an inheritance. I just wanted to live by my own values.
Do you really think he's cut you out of the will? I mean, I don't want to get too personal here, but...
Well, I've gone this far without depending on or receiving money from him.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But you get along with him?
Better, I think, now than ever. There's things we don't talk about. I wouldn't call us real close. But there has been a lot of rapprochement. There's been a lot of reconciliation. One thing is, neither of us are trying to change the other guy anymore.
Right.
And that's worth a lot. I know he's not going to change. And he knows I'm not going to. So we are ourselves. And you know, we are on different paths. And I did disappoint him grievously at one point. I mean, I'm his only son. And he had worked very, very hard. And he had achieved a level of financial success most people can only dream about, and he wanted to share that with me. And I walked away from that, and I know that hurt him, and I'm very sorry about that.
Yeah, but how does he feel now when he sees a book on his table with your name on it?
Proud.
Yep. That's what I thought. And as we both know, John, financial success does not make happiness.
By itself.